In 2021, Talk About It Outdoors partnered with an industry-leading brand that has stamped its name on the outdoor industry. Cruiser Saddles, in itself, stands on perfection. And with every climb we make, we elevate ourselves above the rest. In addition to a support to our hunting journey, the men and women behind Cruiser believe in the same principles of life as us. Faith, family, and the blessings of being better as they go in every sit. If your desire to pursue your passions one step ahead of the rest, go ahead and get in the best. Check them out on all the socials or head over to their website at www.cruiser.com. That's CRUZR.com. And tell them to Talk About It Outdoors boys and Chasing Weekends sent you their way. The journey of life has a unique way of being able to create tried and true friendships as we go. In forming those relationships, oftentimes, good things come to follow. Talk About It Outdoors is proudly supported by Cal Hardy, the Barrelhead Land Company. Cal is the leading broker over Georgia and is happy to assist you with finding the place where you can call home. With vast knowledge and an understanding of the ever-evolving real estate market and a unique old-school approach to everything he does, he exemplifies what it means to treat others like you'd want to be treated. Don't settle for being just another number in a phone. Choose Cal Hardy for all your land, home, and commercial real estate needs and become a part of his family. We sure are blessed to have him as a part of ours. Find him on Facebook, Instagram, or give him a call at 770-296-2163. Step back to the times when a feed store was more than just that, and the people inside smiled with friendly faces and provided a place for a talk on life, as well as all your essential farm, livestock, and pet needs. Cherokee Feed and Seed, located in Ball Ground, Georgia, with an additional location in Gainesville, are the hometown supplier of all your cattle, equine, and pet needs, with the added addition of being able to keep your deer herd healthy with protein and minerals. They also carry an assortment of hunting blinds and gear, and you can rest easy knowing the people that support local ball clubs and children's sports are who your hard-earned money is going to. The people here greet you with a handshake and a smile, and Cherokee Feed and Seed give more than just a product. They give you a welcome that'll make you return time and time again. Stop in next time you're in the area and tell them you're part of the Talk About It Outdoors family. A few years back, when an overbearing and overgrown backyard became an eyesore, I looked for a solution to resolve. LRS Land Services created a stunning and complete transformation turnkey at an affordable price with their mulching services. Not limited to mulching, LRS can provide turnkey grading and clearing, maintenance, right-of-way clearing, and even development for any and all forestry needs. With an innovative outlook on what is best for your land and a completely different approach than others, LRS can transform your overgrown eyesore into a beautiful landscape of your dreams. Give them a call at 404-889-1105 or check their work out on Facebook at LRS Land Services. Logan and his team are ready to make your land brand new again. Building the foundation of your life starts at the base, and the stronger it is, the better. Talk About It Outdoors is proud of our strong partnership with United Concrete and Paving and the foundation of support they provide. Whether your new home being built needs concrete work or that driveway you're tired of beating all the bearings from your pickup needs a paving, Michael and his team can provide any residential or commercial project support you might need from the ground up. If you're tired of tripping over that unsettled patio slab or a future shop build needs a smooth start, United Concrete and Paving can get you going when you need it most. Give them a call at 404-831-3036 and make sure you tell them them TAI boys are where you heard it first. You ready, Nick?
Let's do it.
All right, everybody, Talk About It Outdoors coming to you live from the Cruiser Saddle Studio. Nicholas Wilson, Alex DeBoard, Mr. Sawyer DeBoard, Tyler Moore, and Mr. Christopher King. King's Custom Calls in the house tonight. We eating chicken and rice and talking about our recent turkey adventures all the way down to Florida and the KT team hunt Nicholas went on. Y'all pull up a chair, sit a while. This is going to be a good one. How was that ice cream?
It was pretty good, man. It was pretty good.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I really thought I was going to get surprised with some banana pudding. But, hey,
well, you know, you can't be perfect all the time. So, it's been a fun weekend.
Yeah, it has been.
Hold on. Before we get started, I got something for Nick.
What?
Yeah.
What you got?
What you got?
Oh, my. It's right there.
Oh, there you go. You may hand it to him.
Oh, you got something for me?
Don't fall out of the chair.
Had something for me?
Almost did.
I don't know what he's got in that box.
Let me open it now?
Yeah. he said before we get started at the podcast, he said, I want to give Nick something. I'm like, all right.
You ready?
Yep.
We got a note in there first. What does that say?
Hey, Nick, in this box contains something very special that I hope that you think of on our hunt when I killed my first turkey. Every time you see it, and I am very happy that you got to hunt with us. Please enjoy this present. You're the best turkey caller I know.
I ain't lying.
You're the best. Love, Sawyer.
What's he got in there? We're unwrapping.
Oh, how cool.
What is that, Sawyer?
It's a wing bone call.
What's it made out of?
My first turkey.
Really?
Yep.
Yep.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
How'd y'all turn that around that quick?
We know people, don't we, Sawyer?
Yeah.
He said that. So Jeremy Crow made that, as we've seen Jeremy as of late. He's the one that made the calls for him in the auction or whatever. But
that is so cool, buddy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Is this for me to keep?
Yep.
Am I supposed to hunt with it or hang it up?
I don't know. Whatever you want to do with it.
Dude, that's a memory right there.
It's yours to keep.
He said, I told him, we're going to get some wing bones made. I said, well, what do you want to do with them? And he said, well, I want to give one to Nick. I said, okay. I said, that's perfectly fine with me. If that's what you want to do with it, you give it to him. And I couldn't think of a more deserving person to get that.
Well, have y'all played it?
We played it. No, we didn't play that one. We played his. So, and it sounds good.
It's inside.
I told him to leave it inside. I didn't want him to have it out here and ruin the surprise for you. So
that was a nice letter too.
He wrote that on his own. I didn't help him a bit. I told him, I said, you need to write a note and put it in the box with it. So sounds pretty good. Gotta get on that thing. That's Crow's Custom Wing Bones, or Jeremy Crow. Jeremy builds a really nice call.
Thank you, buddy. Even though I couldn't see your face with that deer in the way. Thank you so much. That means a lot. It really does.
I know.
Oh, man.
But he wanted to give that to you, and I said, absolutely. I said, I couldn't think of a more deserving person to get it, so. He picked the colors out and everything.
You'll probably be better at it.
I don't know. You've been
better
playing
at
it pretty
calling.
That might kill him a big old bird, won't it, Sawyer?
It will.
Might change his luck a little bit. Man, well, anyway, so that's from Sawyer. He wanted to make sure you got that.
I told him,
let's give it to him on the podcast. That'd be a good thing to open up. So
don't let me forget to take a picture before he goes back inside.
Yeah.
So we can stand together.
Well, we're gonna do a little recap, because for anyone that doesn't know, hasn't seen social media, you go back, you look at the YouTube video that dropped where Mr. Sawyer went down to Florida with our good friends, and we've got a lot to talk about on that. And he was able to harvest his first Osceola turkey. And it was an amazing experience, an amazing weekend spent with them. You were at the KT team, first time you've went down there for the opening week. And what a journey it was for you. I know you've got a lot to talk about on that. But first and foremost, we hope everyone's had a great turkey season thus far in the year. There's been a ton of birds hit the ground. I mean, there's been a great, great deal of memories made by a lot of our friends, a lot of folks from across the country. And I can't think of a better time than now to start talking more turkeys and exactly. go right into it. So,
exactly. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Nick's pondering.
Yeah.
Do you got something?
Yeah, I just don't know when I want to break it out yet, when I want to say it.
Okay. Well, when you get ready, you just flag me down.
Yeah, we'll go on the, I'll bring it up when we go to KT team.
Well, I'm going to go right into the Florida trip. And first and foremost, I've got to send a special shout out and a thank you to Stoney Brunson and Dita and Payne Brunson for letting us come down there and stay. And then I'm going to go right down the list and try not to forget anybody. With Eric and Verity, they came over and saw us. And then we saw Benji and we got to spend some time with him and Red Dog. And, you know, we hadn't seen Red Dog in a while. And I don't even know if you saw him since we were down there hunting. I know you hadn't met Benji, but what was what was Benji's wife's name? Miss Tracy?
Yeah.
Is that who you rode around on the side by side with? So thanks for doing that. And then, you know, Billy and Angela, they were there hanging out with us, Sasha and Bear. And then down to, you know, anybody else that I may have missed, you know, saying something about you. It was good to see everybody. But I got to talk about my old buddy Corn Dog and who really stepped up for us this year and said that he was going to go hunting with us. We got to hunt with Payne and White the first day. And we got to go out on the Ocala National Forest, the pipeline hunt. Payne had a hunt there. How was it, Sawyer, going in there walking that far?
Bad. We were walking in sugar sand. About half a mile, my legs were tore up.
Was they wore out? Get a little closer there when you're talking. What did you tell me when we got back the truck that I was going to have to get for your gun?
A sling.
He said, Dad, I need a sling. I said, I know, buddy. I don't know why I didn't take mine off my gun. So, but we went back in there, and for anyone who doesn't know, if you've got somebody that's drew one of those hunts down there, you can be put on their permit as a guest. And he put Sawyer on as a guest that morning. We got to go in and hunt, and we went down and we walked a long ways. We struck a bird way back in there, and that bird was probably in Gainesville from where we were at. I mean, it was way up there in the woods, and we didn't hear anything after that, did we?
Nope.
What did you think about those sandhill cranes? We were around a lake there, and the sandhills were making all kinds. We got some good audio of them. They were loud, wasn't they?
Yes, they were so loud.
They were right there in our face. But we walked back out of there, and then we went and rode around with Stoney for a while. He took us out and showed us Lake Dora. Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah.
We rode around with them for a while, but then we got right into Saturday. We hung out with everybody and ate some good supper, and we went right into Saturday. And you want to kind of tell what happened on Saturday? You want to tell the story about how it all went down?
I met a couple of new friends.
Well, that was Friday night. You played with the boys.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Saturday morning. So we got up.
Yeah.
And then who picked us up?
Corn Dog.
All right. And then what did we do?
We went hunting.
I like how you tell a story, but you got to get a little bit more granular with your detail, okay? So we went to the place we hunted at.
Yeah.
What did we do? Who'd we put out there in the field?
Jake and Judy.
All right, we put our decoys out, and we were in there way before dark, and we were sitting there before daylight, and we sat in there, and we heard a bird strike up almost immediately as soon as we sat down. We heard one. He's about 100 yards from us. And in the video, you can see, if you're listening to this after the video dropped out, you'll see kind of a little pasture area that we were in. And what it was, there was a garden spot, and it was about a 5-acre garden that this folks had, and they were letting us hunt next to it there. And despise the turkeys. They destroy their crops, peck their tomatoes, everything else. And so they were kind enough to let us come over there and hunt. We heard this bird strike up, and I'm not going to go into too many details. Go over and watch the video if you want to know what all happened. But bird got to strutting and drumming. We could hear him off in the distance, and we didn't see him for a little bit. I saw him one time when he flew down, and then we could just hear him spitting and drumming. And Nick, when I tell you spitting and drumming 500 times, you could hear it, couldn't you,
yeah.
Jimmy? He was loud. I mean, he was rattling the ground. He was so close, but we couldn't see him. And he gobbled, and he gobbled, and he gobbled, and
gobbled.
He tried to come around the back door on us, though, didn't he? Come in the back.
And he was hammering.
How many times? Did you count them? You don't know.
Hold on, I counted them.
You did count them? Did any hens wake up?
Never heard the first hen. Anyway, since you can't think, are you going to talk?
14 times.
Yeah, he gobbled about 1,400 times then. So he came around the back. How close did he get to us when he was, came in behind us?
Like 10 feet max.
I'm telling you, son, he was right on top of us at the edge of those palmettos. And there was a fence there that we didn't realize was there, and he was on the other side of that fence. And he actually kind of got boogered a little bit, and I don't think it was us. I think he saw those decoys, and he couldn't tell what they was. And that joker went to putting, and he kind of crossed back around. But when he got just out of sight, Sawyer, he had turned, and I spun him around, and we couldn't see him anymore. That was really thick. And I just went to pouring it on him with that trumpet, and he started hammering. And, I mean, he was just bam, 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 answering every time. And he circled back around to an opening, and then what happened when he came through that opening?
You said, shoot him, Sawyer, shoot him, Sawyer, shoot him, Sawyer.
What did you say?
I said, wait.
Why did you tell me to wait?
I didn't really have a clear shot. I could see him. I could see him right through the scope, but I didn't have a clear shot.
So you didn't, this time you wasn't in a blind, nor you didn't, and you didn't have your bipod, did you?
Nope.
You were free-handed, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. He sat right there in between my legs, and I spun him around, and I couldn't turn, too, because I was afraid he was going to spook a turkey. And he was sitting there, and I asked him, I said, can you see him? He said, yep. I said, can you shoot him? He said, nope. He said, I don't have a clear shot. And he when I turned around and looked, he didn't. I mean, I could see the turkey kind of walking in my peripheral, but every time that joker would gobble, I'd jump. Well, Sawyer would just blink his eyes. Yeah. He was watching him gobble, and so he didn't get a chance to, you know, gobble on it or whatever, but or to shoot him right there. But came around front, and when you finally got the shot, what'd you do?
When I got the shot,
You shot him?
Yeah, I shot him.
How close was he then?
He was about 18 yards.
Okay.
I'd set the decoys up a little closer than I thought I did to begin with, but he was between the gap and the decoys and coming right to him. And
was he going to fight like those other ones did that you killed, or was he just going to make love?
Yeah, going to make love.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta rewind here for a second, because I'm gonna tell this, and this was something pretty special for the moment there when we got into the woods. We were sitting there, and it was, you know, we'd really excited to be there and everything. Excitement was pouring through, but when that turkey was gobbling on the roost, I picked my trumpet up, and I was trying to hit it to give a few tree yelps. And, man, I was shaking, Nick. I'm telling you, I was sitting there. I was just so amped up and excited and nervous and everything else. And I told Corndog, I said, I can't play right now. And he said, what's wrong? I said, well, we forgot something. And we took our hats off sitting there under a gobbling turkey and throwed one up to the good Lord. And when I say like a calm come over me, it was like, all right, it's business time now. And he give us the strength to sit there and make a few good calls. And he finally started answering us. And it was a good opportunity for us to really get to share a moment out there in the woods with Jamie. And you know, me and him and Sawyer, we sat there and in the dark for a bit and really enjoyed the time. I mean, we got to watch the world wake up in a way that I hadn't been able to see in Florida before. I mean, we got to see it last year, but this was just, it was just something different about it. It was a really special moment. And Jamie's going to come up and do a podcast sometime with us, and we'll go kind of more into the story that he's had and the journey that he's been through. But for him to take us to where he did, it was really special. So, but we got that turkey, and we went back to Stoney's and cleaned it up, took some pictures, and it's a pretty good hunt, wasn't it?
Yep.
Did you not get to call this time?
Nope.
Daggum.
I should have let him call. I started to, and I thought, well, this thing's, you know, moving around. Kind of, I wanted him to focus on shooting, and he did. I got his gun on the right shoulder, and I mean, he held it up himself, put it on there, and followed that turkey right in. He got a perfect shot off.
Did y'all use a natural blind, or did y'all set a blind up?
No, we didn't set a blind up at all. We just sat there against it. We got in behind, so there was a big pine tree there, and there was one of those palm olives in front of us, and it was kind of to our right, and then we had some bushes right there that kind of covered me and Jamie up, and then Sawyer was sitting. We knew the turkey, where we had hoped the turkey was going to come from the direction he did, and he finally did. Once he got back around there, he eased right there in front of us, and we were sitting there right out in the open, not in any blind or anything this time. It was a turkey hunt, wasn't it?
It was a turkey hunt.
Did y'all hear any more in the distance?
We heard one bird. Yeah, when we got ready to leave, we saw a hen, and there was a hen with him that was, you'll see in the video, that was in the, he actually flew down into that garden spot. And I don't know that she was the only one, but that's the only turkey we saw. But right when we were getting ready to leave, we heard another gobbler off in the distance, and we, you know, we we'd got our bird. We went after one. That's what we wanted to do, was get him one, and that's all it was, all we wanted to take, and that's all we was excited about. So
what did Beckett think of that thing?
Just amazed.
Yeah.
he was petting it and everything else, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Pretty cool to go over and see Beckett. We went over there and took a picture with him and got to see Danae and all the kiddos and got to see their house and that big old buck she killed. Corndog took us in there and showed us that. But it was pretty fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What else you got to say? I know you've had a long day at school. That school's wearing you thin. You stayed up too late last night. But what else you got to say? Anything you want to say before we end off of your story?
Nope.
He's in the daze right now.
What about telling somebody thank you? How about telling some folks thank you?
Thank you, Corndog, for taking us. And Nick, I'm glad you got to come with us.
Nick didn't go with us.
I didn't go with you.
On my first turkey.
Oh, man.
Did you have a good time down there with all those kids?
Yep.
Running around? Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
You met a kid named Sawyer, didn't you?
Yep.
Well, thanks for coming on and being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Hey, buddy. Thank you for this.
You're welcome.
We'll go.
I'm going to use this.
You're going to kill a turkey with it now.
Kill a turkey.
Well, thanks, Sawyer, for coming on and telling your story.
See ya. Peace out.
So, yeah, I mean, it was an amazing trip down there, and I couldn't ask for better friends than all those folks down there. I mean, you've met them, and mm-hmm. they were very, very, I don't want to say missing you, but they was. You could tell. They was all everybody asked about you. I mean, they really did. I mean, they seem like everybody I talked to is like, how's Nick? You know, what's he doing? You know, what's going on? And, you know, Joey, he asked about the podcast. He's always listening to the podcast, and he asked about you, and he told me to come back over there and hunt if I wanted to. We could come over there. And I said, well, Sawyer got him one. I'm good with that. And I really didn't want to have to buy a $206 license for myself to go hunt.
Well, so. I'm hoping I get drawn next year from one of those hunts. I got a preference point, so maybe my chances will increase because – I'd like to go down there and hunt some of that land that we kind of ventured off up to last year. So we'll see. Now that I got a preference point, and might try to go down there and if I get drawn.
Well, everybody said thank you very much for the mouth calls. You sent some mouth calls down there. I felt like I was doing something bad. I was handing out mouth calls to everybody around. I'm like, hey, you go.
And all those Ziploc bags.
Yeah, looked like little dime sacks I was handing out to everybody, and it was mouth calls, but. No, just like I said, thank you so much to Stoney and to most especially, you know, Corndog for taking us on the hunt, but Stoney and Dita for opening up their home to us and the way that they do. And you've been down there, you know how they are. That community right there is so tight knit. And Breezer, he was down there. He got to come hang out with us. And those folks just come together and they're just good people. I mean, they're just fine folks. You'll never meet a better group of people in your life. And I think it took a few years off my life spending some time down there staying up too late with Bear, but we definitely had some fun and always a pile of laughs and always a lot of good opportunity to meet some folks. And another guy that I'd never met in person before, Lane, he came by and saw us. He came over to Stoney's and visited for a bit, and I talked to him online, never got a chance to meet with him. And I got one more person that I got to talk, that I got to say I saw. It was crazy as crap. You remember last year we seen a guy in the restaurant, Parker. Well, I run into him, and I asked Stoney when we got down there, or Billy One, I said, have you seen Garrett lately? And I ran into Garrett, and I've got a picture of me and him. When me and Mulkey went to Homo Sasso about 6-7 years ago fishing, they went fishing with us, and I was coming out of the gas station that morning after we'd took that bird, and here come Garrett walking in the door. I was like, holy crap. You know, I can't believe just run into him randomly like that. But shout out to my old buddies down there, and thank you so much to everybody that was involved in the weekend and giving us an opportunity to knock one down. I mean, it was splendid indeed. So,
y'all carrying a ride on, son. You got them tickets booked for out west?
No, I ain't gonna be able to go out west. I'm gonna
yes,
put that.
Yes, you could.
No, I'm not going. Don't have the time. I've already got a trip planned
Cody.
Up north, and
easy,
I don't. Cody. I don't. Sawyer can't miss any school. I mean, that's the big thing. I could take the time off from work, but he can't miss school. I mean, he's got too much going on. And
it's turkey season. Homeschool that boy.
Yeah, I know it. Well, at this point in the year, would you think that
it would be me with a turkey kill before you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's like old horse.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah. I can tell you what, the trumpet call has been nasty on them. I have, that's three birds that I can honestly say that I've called in, and I was,
yeah.
I'm telling you, this one was special. And, you know, the one with Dad was really special, but being able to call Sawyer in a turkey. I mean, I've done something this season that I never would have dreamed. I mean, I've called my own bird in, I've called Dad a bird in, I've called Sawyer a bird in. You've called a bird in for him. And
I would say soak it in, but hell, you know how them deep board horseshoes run. They run deep, so
it may
happen a lot more.
I've already heard it from everybody. Oh, horseshoe, they warming them up. Well, old Jeremy Pinnell, did you see that comment he made about Cody had said something, where's all the smoke coming from? And he said, probably them deep boards gun
barrels. Yeah, I laughed at that, yeah. Yeah, Hunter texted me, I guess it was Saturday, and he had tagged out up there on some public land and around his house and sent me a photo of it. And I said, dadgum, you know, and I said, if I had your skills and Alex's luck, I might have one on the board. But and I told Isaac the same thing yesterday after Isaac tagged out. I told him the same thing.
A bunch of birds hit the ground. I mean, Chris, he's sitting over here with us tonight. I ain't letting him tell no story. He'll be telling secrets he don't need to be telling or something. But to Chris is tagged out already. Now it's time for him to go to Alabama. And I mean, it's been crazy to see, you know, how fast it's went. I was counting up the days it was left in turkey season. There ain't many,
not many
left here. I mean, but I think some of the best times for you in the upcoming trips that you've got coming up with your dad and everybody.
Oh yeah,
some of the funnest.
Oh yeah,
times,
I mean, so. This right here we could end in season tomorrow after receiving what I just received there. That'd be fine with me. So,
well, that's the one. And I was gonna tell you, I'll get it out. The other one, and Sawyer kept it. It's got shot embedded in the bone.
Really?
And Jeremy said, I've never seen shot. He said, even 12 gauge shot, unless they was just flat shot out, that actually it embedded in there or went all the way through it. He said, those wing bones are really, really hard. And so, but he builds an amazing call. I mean, he really does. The craftsmanship and work that he puts into them. And I think there's probably going to be quite a few more of those come out at some point. So I can't wait to see what he does with it. But
shoot, yeah.
Well, tell me about your weekend and let's talk on it for a bit and see.
I was going to say it a second ago. I didn't know where you want to open it up at, but boy, if the Lord don't work in ways, this Bible verse, I'm going to read this. I'm going to get this out of the way right now. It's if anybody wants to look it up, it's Acts 20, verse 35. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, this is in red, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Oh, that's pretty. That's, wow.
Well, if that don't tie right back into it.
Oh, it does.
But I started looking that up after I left the KT team. And I'll be honest with you, man, after going down there and I've never hunted with Chris, but hunting with Jason, we've hunted with Jason before. And Jason's hard. And I had a chance to hunt with Tim on Thursday. And Tim is similar to Chris. He can use his hands. He's basically, other than a wheelchair, he's pretty much, you know, he can do everything.
Yeah.
But, man, I'll tell you what really hurt my feelings, and I hope they don't take this wrong if they listen to this, but taking that Jackie girl on Friday, man, really broke my heart. And to see a girl like that at her age going through what she's going through, it's just, I don't think you can put it in words of what she's going through. But had an amazing experience, and if I get the chance to go down there every year and help them people out, I'll do it. Because right. I get more of a blessing out of it than they'll ever realize. It teaches you, I'll be honest with you, I think it teaches you woodsmanship too. Because there's ways that I hunted, like for example, I won't go through the whole story. Some of it will be on the YouTube. But we were talking while we were eating dinner here, and I was talking about moving a blind to a certain place. And I told KT when we got back to the truck that day at lunch, and he didn't go with us. I said, I hunted that bird as if I was going to hunt that bird. I didn't hunt that bird knowing capabilities would be limited. And I think those things you learn going with people that you don't realize until you go out and do it a few times. And that was really my first experience, because most time when we went with Jason, we've always taken KT with us, so he's been around it. But I don't know. That was just a great experience to go with them. And, man, if you wake up every day and you have a bad day, or you wake up and something's going on in your life, you better go look at yourself in the mirror and get yourself pulled together, because somebody out there got a hell of a lot worse than you do.
Yep.
And that girl's living proof of it, man. I don't know. That girl stuck out my boy, she's been all over me. I mean, if you
it's funny how things like that get on you and water you. I mean, they just the little things. I mean,
do you know her, Chris? No.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you was telling me about that on the way home, we was talking back and forth about it, and it's a humbling experience. You know, it's you know, I see Chris. I mean, Chris comes over here and he gets, I ask him, you need any help? Nope, I don't need no help. He said, I'll get in there, and I always feel like I got to go over there. I'm afraid that slag rock's going to throw him sideways or something. But it's an awful humbling experience to go down there and spend time with somebody like Jason. I mean, like I've said time and time again, Jason be the brightest smile in the room and just happy as could be and glad you're there to see him. But I got to thinking a lot about what you said last week when we did that show with Dad about friends. You know, thank you for being my friend. And I told all them boys down there, I said, boys, I said, y'all don't know what y'all's friendship means. And I think that's the thing that I've tried to really focus on, especially turkey season this year, is, you know, friendships and doing things for like you said, for others, not necessarily doing it for myself or anything else, because I've had, if season ended tomorrow, I've had the best season that I could. I'll probably never top this turkey season. There's just, I never will. I mean, there's nothing that but I hope I do, you know, and I hope I've got an opportunity to continue to go out and hunt them. But if, you know, I don't, I've had an amazing time, and those folks down there, I'm telling you, you've met them, and I keep going back to it, but friendships like that, you just don't find every day. I mean, when I say they wanted us to come down there and kill a turkey, they didn't want us just come down there and kill a turkey. They wanted us to come down there and kill a turkey and sit with them on the porch and hang out with them and eat dinner with them and go over here. And I got to watch Payne play football, and I hadn't been to a youth league football game, and I don't know how long. I mean, but I was so proud to sit there, because I've known Payne since he was little. He's 14 now and looks like one of the Road Warriors off of WWE. I mean, he's huge, and he got out there and he played ball, and it was just so cool to see him come to where he has. And me and Sawyer got to watch that game, but it's friends. I mean, and it's his cousin Bentley, which I've met him a couple of times. It's Dwight and Heather's son. He's going to kill me when he hears me say that. But he watching these kids grow up and getting to get mine involved with them and see them, and he's made friendships he'll never forget out of that. Just like you going down there to the KT team. I mean, all the guys down there, they were so excited to see you and everything else. So
I can hang my head, you know, and I often think about that. And if somebody says they don't, they're lying. But you can hang your head on, like, I've not killed a turkey this year, and I can hang my head on that. But you know, at the end of the day, the turkey, killing that turkey and throwing it in a cooler, whatever you do, and throwing the rest of that turkey out there, is just, that's not even part of it. The experience is part of it. Because if that, you kill that turkey, that's it for him. I mean, you still get to live tomorrow. And I know a lot of people, other people have said that, but, you know, and I'm speaking for myself, because I'm so stubborn headed on some things, the way I want to do certain things. But I like receiving things like this. This is such a blessing to me, because I feel like, you know, I give my time to go over there and hunt with you guys, and you know, craft an ability, you know, whether whatever we did, and it happened the way it did, and receive something like this, and then go down there and receive a blessing. I don't care if I kill a turkey all season.
Yeah.
If I can continue to keep experiences like that, and I hope everybody else thinks the same way. Don't get me wrong. I still get mad at them, want to go out there and kill them. But
you want to smack one in the mouth just like the next guy.
But I'm also trying to find those experiences in it too, because again, you kill a turkey today, you'll forget that turkey in a couple, you know, you may remember the story, but it's all about the experience. So man, I got down there Wednesday afternoon, and met Miss Jackie and her dad Andrew, and they were out there shooting their guns. They're from Indiana. And then let's see, we got up Thursday morning, had a game plan to go in there, actually to a couple of places. Chris and them had been messing with some birds, and another guy had killed a bird and got in there on a bird, and he just didn't cooperate. And the bird had came in down there. They have a camera down there and have like a little food plot, and the turkeys are kind of out there, and the gobblers are kind of hesitant of coming up there. It was me and Mr. Shane Martinez. If anybody's been around the call world long enough, they know who I'm talking about. And great guy. I was able to stay with him four nights down there, and just super nice guy. And we hit it off and got along great. But we got down there, and I told Tim after the hunt, or I told Tim and Shane, when the hunt was over, I said, let's move this blind down closer to this camera. Well, we had left and we went to eat lunch or whatever, and we were kind of milling around that afternoon, and I called Chris and was picking his brain on what these turkeys had done while he was there on Tuesday. And I said, Shane, let's go roost one. Go see if we can put that one to bed, move that blind down there. And this whole time before then, we were talking to KT. KT's like, I wouldn't move that blind down there. I'd leave that blind up there where it's supposed to go. Leave it, you know, we've already killed turkeys there, whatever, yada, yada. I said, those birds come out there on us, come out there on Chris and them. So I think we're going to go move it. He said, that's fine. Do whatever you want to do. So I went down there, and this big blind, I picked it up, toted it down there, and we got it all ready. Like clockwork, man. Friday morning, we got Jackie in there, and Jackie's paralyzed. I don't know the name of it. She's paralyzed from underneath her armpits down. She can move her arms. Her fingers bend a little bit. She can use her knuckles, but she has a pull with her shoulders to shoot. They put like this plastic, it's almost like a finger extension that goes inside the gun. So we get her in there, and she's got limited mobility inside that blind, and the turkeys gobble, do the same thing. Guess where the turkeys come out?
Right where the blind was.
So I had already said, I told Shane the next day as we were walking out from down there moving that blind, and I said, this may not work out, but I'll take my ass whooping tomorrow when I get back up there if it don't work out. Well, guess what I had to take when I got back up there? And KT didn't say a word. He said, the only thing he said, I'm sure you've beat yourself up enough on the way up here. That was back to the truck. And I said, yeah, I had been. And I made a comment as if I was KT saying this. Yeah, I've hunted this spot for 25 years, but don't listen to me. Just go down there and do what you want to. And I had kind of made that comment.
Was that Derek that said that? Sounds like a Derek comment. Yeah. Nah, I didn't do whatever you want to do, you damn blind.
So again, you never know with turkey hunting. When we could have left the blind there and then come out in the same spot and we'd been upset. But we had to try it. It didn't work out. Went back in there that afternoon with Jackie again and got on some hens, but we never could get the gobbler to cooperate. And then she had left, and then Saturday we took Tommy's daughter. She is 18 now, and she's never killed a turkey. And we took her over to a spot and got on a couple of birds. It didn't pan out. And then we took her back Sunday and got on a bird. I mean, we were sitting in his bedroom when he woke up, but he went out the back door and got away from us, man. But all in all, we had a great experience. Got to see all the guys down there. We got to hang out with Tommy and Edward E. and John on John's group of guys on Thursday. They killed a turkey. KT's guys killed a turkey on Thursday, and my hunter didn't kill a turkey Thursday or Friday, so they had a terrible guide. So it was a great experience, man. I got some good footage, so hopefully we'll put it out. I said I'm sorry, but I'm gonna be that guy that's gonna ask 1,000 questions in the blind and chit chat it up. But we had a good time hunting with Tim. That was my first time being around Tim. Tim's a hoot to hang out with. And
you know him, don't you? You've never met Tim?
You know Tim.
Yeah. Tim, we met him first year we ever went down to the KT.
Tim drives a Ford Mustang.
Really?
He bought that Ford Mustang, and I may be wrong by saying this, but like 1995 when he had his wreck, or 98, something like that, he bought that so he could get in and out of. He still drives. It's got over 400-something thousand miles.
Holy crap.
But he had drove the track chair down there, and we had moved down to this road with Tim. And Tim and I were sitting there bullcrapping. We were about to go back and eat a low country bull. And me and I was going on at Tim. I said, we get back over to that low country bull. I said, you want to get in an eating competition? I'll see how many sausages and shrimp we can eat. He said, let's do it. And I said, I'll go $100 on you over there. He said, I'm down. We get over there, son. I mean, he whooped shrimp, son, like he was the bottom of the ocean, son. He was throwing them down. And I told Jason when we got there, Jason Beard, and Jason said, I don't know if I'd do that with Tim. I shouldn't have, boy. He put a whooping on me.
Did you give him his $100?
We didn't shake hands. I done an Indian trade on it.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was a good time down there hanging out with all those guys and just all their hospitality. And I'll tell you one thing about going down there early. It ain't as hot, and the mosquitoes aren't near as bad.
They like to eat.
Boy, that first
life.
Evening we was there, son, I thought somebody shot me in the back of the head with bird shot. They were hitting my ball cap.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a good time, man. We were on birds. They just all seemed to be hand up, so we couldn't do nothing with them. But I think they had some more hunters come in yesterday, which was Monday, and I'm sure they got rained out today, and they hadn't killed no more. So,
well, I wanted Chris, while he's here, to kind of tell about his KT team hunt, because it was tell a little bit, Chris, about how you got involved with the KT team coup, because I don't think we ever told that before.
I just heard about him online and gave KT a call, and he's like, "Man, I'm real busy. I'll call you back." And I was like, "Sure, you know."
Yeah.
And he called me back. Like, we talked for probably a long time, and he invited me down to it was the dove hunt first.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the end of turkey season. And he's like, "Man, the turkeys are just done down here." And so I went down there on a dove hunt and actually met him in Emerson when he had come up for the calling contest.
Mm-hmm.
Went up there, and that's how I got hooked up with those guys.
Well, what is the KT team meant to you? I mean, I want you to kind of tell that, because I don't know that we've ever asked that question for anybody before.
It's hard to say, man.
Yeah. Hard to put into words, I guess.
It really is. Before the KT team, I thought that I had to hunt by myself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just...
Really?
I don't know. It's just like maybe an ego thing or
something. Yeah, yeah.
But after like going down there and everybody being so helpful, you can get into places that like I'd never be able to get into.
Oh, right. Like, Did you get to get in the track chair this year?
Oh, yeah, I got to ride in that thing this year.
What was that like? I mean, because is that the first time you've ever been in one?
Yeah, that was it.
What was that like?
Man, I'd like to have one for the ridges up here. You can go anywhere.
Do you think that thing would climb the hills and stuff here pretty good?
Yeah, because it has a control on it to where you can adjust the seat.
Uh-huh.
So if you're going up something steep, you can keep the seat level.
Really?
And it'll just climb like...
Like you climbing a bulldozer.
Yeah, like a bulldozer.
Oh, was it loud? I mean, is it?
It wasn't loud like I thought it. I thought it'd be real rattly, mm-hmm. but no, it wasn't bad.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And do they have two of them now, Nick? Or
they have one, and they're getting two more.
They had two while I was there.
Oh, did they?
They had two while I was there, and Jackie had her own.
Oh, that's cool.
She brought her own in their van. Hers was a little bit more narrow. We actually, Tim, when the first day was there, we hunted the same spot. Tim drove the track chair all the way down there, and then the next day with Jackie's hers wasn't as wide, so we could load her on the golf cart and drive.
Okay.
So
is that what they did with you? Load you on the golf cart, or did you drive it all the way in?
In the track chair, we parked in a big old field and just drove it down this field.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, it was just pretty flat, but
that
thing is awesome.
Yeah. Somebody, I don't know who it was, maybe E or Tommy, somebody said that. I think they were, I don't know if it was during deer season or turkey season, either earlier this year or last year, they had one of those track chairs and somebody was on it, and they needed to go from one spot to another, and they had the trailer hooked up to the truck, and they just wheeled the person on the trailer and drove took off. Yeah.
So, that's running and gunning a whole
that's
new
running,
meeting.
That's running and gunning, yeah. That's
cool.
Running and wheeling.
Oh, I don't know if I'd want to be on the back of a trailer with that thing. Mm. Maybe put me on backwards, let the air hit me in the back of the head. That might
be
all right.
Big old yellow straps.
Yeah, that ain't going nowhere.
Chris, even for a disability as yourself, not having to use a track chair and you can still use the mobility of your arm, are you still finding yourself trying to help those other people like Jackie or Jason or something like that? Because I don't know who else is down there besides, I don't know who's the most severe. I mean, I guess Jason's most severe. And then probably somebody like Jackie, but I don't know who was down there hunting with y'all.
Was Lake down there when you were there?
Yeah, Lake was down there.
How old is Lake?
Is he like Jason? Is he?
No, not quite like Jason.
He can use his hands.
A little bit.
What I seen his videos, I mean, he's kind of no dexterity a little bit, but he's kind of got, you know.
Sorry, I don't know all that terminology of it, but
yeah,
go ahead. You can answer that. So you got?
No, you asked. He wanted to know. Do you find yourself helping folks down there more than you know? Because you for anybody that don't know Chris can do anything he wants to do.
Yeah.
And if you tell him he can't, by God, he's going to do it and prove you wrong. I mean, that's a simple truth for you. But
the down there, man, everybody's helping everybody. Right. So, I mean, it's not, you know, if you need to jump in, you just jump in, but. Everybody's helping everybody down there.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's cool about it is you've got so many people down there that want to help. But from the first time we went down there till the last time we went, I've kind of learned don't ask, you know, if you need something, you're going to let me know, you know, if I need to jump in, I'll get told to, hey, get over here and get a hold of this or whatever. And especially helping you on stage, we about dropped you down there at Perry or wherever we was at. That was, I was like, God, we about dropped Chris right here. But
man, I can't believe nobody got a video of that.
I know, that'd been awesome, wouldn't it?
Chris, I want to ask you something that, and it might help somebody if they listen to this. Maybe they're in a wheelchair, maybe they know a loved one that's in a wheelchair, but has any you ever had any conversations with anybody that's been like, man, this sucks, or I don't know what to do, you know, I don't like being like this? Have you ever had those tough conversations with other people?
Yeah, man, you just try to tell them, you know, just you got to keep yourself busy.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens to a lot of guys and girls in chairs. They don't have a lot going on, and they need to keep moving, you know, get involved in something.
Yeah.
You stay busy all the time, don't you?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I try to keep busy all the time.
Yeah. You over here, I mean, you come over here and hang out with us and stuff like that. And we've told you before, I'll say it again, we appreciate you. You're always welcome to go with us. Don't ever think you're bothering us by wanting to go somewhere to do something with us, because we've had a ball. I can't wait to go to the next calling contest, see what we can do.
I appreciate you guys.
Shoot, yeah, man. What else come out of that, Nick? Anything else that out of the weekend that you want to talk about?
Am I missing something?
I don't want folks to think, if they listen to this, that we're trying to rush through the weekend or the stories, but I want people to be able to go and get a little bit from this. I don't want to sit here and tell the entire story, because a lot of the story gets told through our video series on Chasing Weekends, and I think we're going to do a better job of, you know, leaving some mystery to what's going on a little bit, not tell every granular detail of what's going on, and go over, because if you're riding down the road, you ain't going to be able to watch a YouTube video. But when you get home, I'll bet that YouTube. Now, Nick.
That's where I get caught up on mine.
But if you're going, you know, if you're going to watch or you want to see more about what's going on with us, make sure you're looking at Chasing Weekends, because we have tried to do a job this year that you and I talked about this before turkey season, that we're going to try to pump this stuff out as fast as possible. We're going to try to get the content out there so it's fresh on your mind. And if you want to watch a video, you know, you already got something to look at. You're working on your opening weekend stuff in the first couple of weeks, and then you'll have the KTT stuff out there, and I'll have this Florida hunt done in the next day or two, and we'll have it out. And it's just when this comes out, go ahead and go over there and check it out on Chasing Weekends, because – I want to keep pumping that stuff out and keep sharing those hunts and things like that, because as much fun as the podcast is and we love doing it, there's times where we want to share the video stuff as well, because I mean, ultimately that's what we want to do. I mean, we want to share those journeys and be able to show you, not just be able to say what we've experienced.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And if you want to see some of those hunts and that either we do, or, you know, the KT team, you can go to their YouTube channel as well and see some of those hunts. The guys that you rode down there with, that might be the funniest. The dad getting excited. Did y'all watch that?
I did.
Do you know those guys?
Yeah, I've known those guys for a long, long time.
Really?
Yeah. When I guess Seth, he was probably I don't know, he was little. Mm-hmm. And his dad used to carry him around on his shoulder.
Really?
I met him at the Dalton Utilities hunts when they used to have him up there.
Okay. And y'all rode together?
Yeah.
How old's Seth?
He's in his 20s.
Yeah. God, them. It's...
Whoa!
That's what I'm talking about.
Is his dad like that all the time, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
That old boy's country's a turnip green.
Stories, they've got him.
We need to get him to come over sometime and do a podcast. Oh, that'd be fun.
That old boy's country is a turnip green, son. I mean,
he tickled me. Yes, sir.
Who was he with when he killed that one?
Edward E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was Nate with him too on that one? Or
yeah, Nate was up in a stand somewhere filming.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that was pretty cool when he hollered like that. He didn't let, and I bet Edward was ready to holler. Now, anybody that don't know Easy, he's kind of quiet. He don't get too excited, mm-hmm. but I bet he was ready to jump up and start hollering too.
Yeah, that's an awesome video.
Yeah. It is video. It's a good video. Yeah, they killed seven birds last week while we were there. I don't know if you already mentioned that. They killed seven birds while we was there. And, of course, my two people that I took didn't get a bird. I'm blaming that on Shane Martinez. Sorry, Shane. That's your fault. I'm just kidding. I kept blaming it on him. But now we had a good time, though. We made some good memories with him. But our two guys didn't kill, and Chris wasn't able to kill, even though he's now since tagged out since he got home. So
come
he,
back
had,
up here.
He had to come back, get back up here to these easy mountain birds.
Yeah, KT told me, he's like, you can come down back down here. He's like, but I don't think you'll make it. you'll tag out in a couple of days.
Did you notice, Chris, and birds down there in them swamps? They sound like they're a lot further away than they actually are.
Yeah,
it would mess me up, man.
Yeah, they always sound like they're a million miles away.
Yeah, that's what I told KT. I said, you come up there in the mountains, that bird right there, he sounds like he's a lot further, and it tricks your mind down there.
And those birds are always roosted over water.
Always. Them bird, you got to hunt that water. I have noticed that down there. Mm-hmm. Stay right on top of it.
It's different.
It is different. Big time.
That's so. Like Florida. I mean, from going from up here to down there, last year especially, I noticed it real quick. Like, this is a different kind of hunting than especially what you're used to. And definitely for me, because I wasn't used to nothing. But this year, I got a taste of it early on. And I mean, we went back. I'm going to tell you what. If you're a deer hunter down there and you hunt that public land, I was telling Chris this. We seen thick where me and you went. I've never seen anything like that in my life, Nick. The videos that people put out and stuff does no justice to what that woods is actually like. It is, it's like putting your fingers in front of your face and trying to walk that's waist high. And we didn't get any ticks. I ain't found none yet on me anyway, but they said the ticks was so bad down there this year. If you got in those woods, you'd be covered in those seed ticks almost immediately. Sure. So we walked in the trails, but that's all you can do. You got to walk those trails.
You didn't get none on you, son. You had that permethrum on them.
I did. I did.
You spread that meat and two.
Soaked that with meat and two special treatment permethrum. Right. If anybody's not treating your clothes.
Golly, that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, boy, Anthony's put a whooping on them too, son. Him, that Jordan Slayer on TikTok.
Jordan
Boy, has. He gets them tore up, don't him, people?
God almighty, he makes them mad. And he made a video the other night. He said, listen, he said, I'm representing a lot now, and he said, I just wanted to go ahead and tell y'all that I've got something on my mind, and he said, y'all been giving me a hard time about these turkeys, and well, I don't give a crap. He said, if you like it or not. I'm like, oh God, here we go.
He sounded like The Rock, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It doesn't matter. But have you talked to Anthony or Dustin?
No, I saw Anthony had to go up there and watch the eclipse.
Yeah, well, they had a tough weekend in Alabama. I talked to him.
I don't feel bad for him. He's already walked three or four.
Well, Dustin had a little.
Again?
Yeah. Had a little, snafu.
I'll hear it on the meeting, too.
They may not even tell it. They may get on to me for telling on them. But I think what happened was they were sitting there in them blind chairs, them Alps blind chairs.
Yeah.
Wasn't paying attention.
Probably looking at Facebook.
Well, yeah. Anthony said he was trying to pee when Dustin shot that bird out from under him.
Maybe so. Dustin was looking at him.
Ooh, somebody stumped me. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, if you like we've said in previous episodes, if you hadn't already, check out the Meat and Two podcast. Some good old boys over in Alabama, Dustin.
Very good old boys.
Great friends of ours. What else you got?
I ain't got much else, man. I'm just gonna try to hunt around here, and if it works out, we got kind of a trip this weekend. I'm excited. I'll be excited to talk about maybe next week if we end up doing it. I don't know my old partner. He's down in Florida right now working, so we'll see what happens when he gets back, and get this crappy weather out of his week. I believe we got a
beautiful weekend coming up.
We
here.
Do got a beautiful. Don't we got another first guest next week?
We do. Yep. As long as he's still confirmed with you.
Oh, he's good. Yeah, I talked to him this weekend.
He actually went and whooped up on him a bird.
He did.
It's going to be a fun one.
That is going to be
You going to say his name so they come back and listen next week?
Just say who he's affiliated with. How about that?
Well, he is the muscle of the Penhody Project.
There you we'll go. Put it I that think way. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. If you don't know who the muscle is of the Penhody Project,
yeah,
go watch it and you'll figure it out fast. Now, I don't know. He may not be the muscle. He's definitely in shape.
I'd say he's the muscle.
What's that big old tall one?
We better not talk about him. He might come on too. Might be him.
Well, hey, it might be. I was perusing through quotes and things like that, but I'd read this one, and it was from somebody I didn't expect. It was Ulysses S. Grant said, "The friend is my adversity I shall always cherish most. I can better trust those who help to relieve the gloom of my dark hours than those who are so ready to enjoy with me the sunshine of my prosperity. And the way I look at that is, if you're facing something hard, you know, you probably got somebody that you call. You want to talk to them or whatever. And I've got several folks like that that I want to talk to, but I don't think I've ever, you know, found anybody that I like doing that with more than you know, talking to the good Lord. I mean, there's times where I get really down on myself about stuff and I just have to stop. And a guy that I've known for a while now, said Sawyer and I went down there to the deer hunt with the dogs in South Georgia. Fred Holland was the guy over the club down there, and they call him Falcon, and great guy. And I texted him a picture of Sawyer's bird, and we had never really talked on the phone much, but the last two mornings before 7 o'clock, Fred has sent out a Bible verse, and he sends it to a different little group of people, and he gives his thoughts on that. And I've been able to get that the last two mornings. And I texted Fred and I told him, I said, you know, I don't know if you realize it or not, but I really enjoy that. And I thank you for including me in that. And he said, well, I thought you might really enjoy that. He said, and I think, you know, I want to send it to people that might enjoy and get something out of it. But he does that every morning. He's done it the last two mornings. And I hope he continues to do it, because setting yourself up for a successful day starts right off the rip. And mm-hmm. I was the world's worst to jump up and grab my phone, get on Facebook, and you see all the negative of the world and this, that, and the other. But I've quit doing that. And mm-hmm. man, I tell you what, my days have been a whole lot better, it seems like, to start them out. And just trying to enjoy the moments a little bit different than I have in the past, and slow it down, man. Just slow it down, slow it down, slow it down.
Yeah, I hope everybody enjoys us, you know, bringing up these verses and stuff like that.
I don't care if they enjoy it or not. We do.
Well, I was going to say, if you got something you want to add to it, you know, something that we brought up in these past, and really, I mean, I just kind of speak to what comes to my mind that week, whatever ties back in, and obviously you can tell from there, but... That was kind of one I looked up for the weekend, from the weekend, you know.
And you really had that from this weekend and didn't even know you was going to get that. Man, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
He brought those to me yesterday afternoon. He'd got them done, and he wanted – I told him what I was going to do with it. I said, don't tag me in nothing. I said, I don't want nobody to know where them's going. He said, oh, I won't. So, but, no, it's been fun. What else?
I'm good, man.
It's kind of a little shorter episode. Make sure if you want to see the rest of the story on the KT Team Hunt, you go over and you check out Nick's video that'll drop on YouTube soon. You can check out Sawyer's Osceola Hunt. That was a fun one. Put both days hunting on there. You can put some faces to some names of Bear and Stoney and Big Thunder and Benji and all those guys. I got them in the video a little bit there, and put some pictures at the end of Corndog and his wife and Beckett. For those that don't know, Beckett has Down syndrome, and you've never met a kid with a more loving soul than that kid right there. I mean, he is just as happy and glad to see you. And when we went back to Stoney's, I told Corndog, I said, I want to go take a picture with Beckett. You know, I want him to see this turkey, because we didn't get to do it last year. Me and Nick took a picture with a fan, you know, and got to see that. But I wanted him to see that turkey. And, man, he was tickled to death. So it's a blessing to get to meet anybody you go anywhere. But some things mean a little bit more sometimes, and this weekend definitely showed me that for sure. So, real quick update on, Miss McKenzie. Y'all know we've been doing a fundraiser, for her. It's coming to a close here in the next couple of weeks. We got one we're doing after this episode tonight, but, we're really excited to see, and I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who's participated in this deal, from the call makers that have sent calls to the individuals who have shared it on Facebook or any social media platform, who word of mouth told folks about it, who have got on the auctions and participated in them. That has been one of the most eye-opening experiences of my life, to see people and how the good is in people. And we've got a laundry list of folks that's helped out, and we're going to make sure to tell them thank you whenever we can, but more so just, you know, thank you from the bottom of our hearts, because it's meant a lot to us to see everybody that's got involved in that. And so,
yeah, it's been a blessing. It's going to be a blessing for them, and I appreciate everybody that donated for the mouth calls, whether you know bought them for hunting, whether you knew it was a donation or not. All that month of March did go to them, and it was a very good amount for them.
Yeah, now we've got a pretty good chunk there for them. The auction the other night, if you missed it, you can go watch it on my Alex DeBoard. You can watch it on my Facebook page. We did go over $10,000 in that auction that night, which is unbelievable for what, you know, what we thought. I mean, we really didn't. But it's God. It's God working. I told Jamie sitting there, he said, I said, I don't, and I'm gonna say this, and if you don't go watch the video, you do watch it, you'll get to see it. But I told him, I said, I don't know where down the road a sinner like me did something to deserve the blessings that I get. And he said, mercy. He said, that's all it is. He said, that's God's mercy. He said, and I looked to, he got me home safe. If we'd we hadn't have killed a bird, we just got to laugh and hang out with our buddies. We'd got home safe. That's the most important part of the trip. So
that's exactly right.
I love it, man. Great things. Congrats to Mr. Christopher King tagging out already. You're ahead of me. I got to catch you.
Congrats to all y'all.
Sawyer ain't going to be far behind you. I got to get him on one. I'm actually going, I got asked to be a guide Saturday, so I get to go guide somebody on a bird. So I got, they said, hey, we need you to go with us. But he's probably going to start listening to the podcast, and I'm excited to see what happens. I said, I don't care to go, but I've got a video. He said, oh, that's fine. He said, I love it. He said, if we kill one, you're going to see me cry. I've tried to kill my get his daughter on a bird for several years, and they've whooped him pretty good. And I said, well, you need to find somebody better than me to go. He said, I don't know that I do. He said, I feel like it's right for you to go with us. I said, all right. He said, I will go to it, but I love it.
Well, good luck, buddy.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, good luck to y'all. Whatever you do, Chris. If you go,
I'm
going
to rub Chris's head when I leave and yours.
You guys need to load up and go to Alabama.
Chris, I got to kill one here first.
Well, you just said just going somewhere. You got something local you going on? You got a trip, you said, this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I ain't even told you about it.
Oh, well, I think Mouth of the South told me about it already. Yeah, he may give me a little inclination of what's going on with it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to try to go. If it works out, we're going to try to go put it. I don't know. Hopefully, we ain't got to stay. But we're prepared if we need to.
I like it. Well, y'all come back and see us again. Like we said earlier in the show, make sure you go over to Chasing Weekends and check out the video series that are dropping out. They're coming in as hot as they can. And make sure if you are interested in anything that we've got left for this auction to get with us quickly. We will have one more. There's only going to be one more after this tonight. So after this episode, we're doing an auction. You can see the results of that if you want to go over and look at my Facebook page, Alex DeBoer, and I'll try to share it on the Talk About It page so you can see it. But if you're interested in the last one, if you missed the one that we're doing tonight, we'll have one more. And I'm going to say we'll have one more. It depends on how tonight gets going. We may have everything piled in there on it. So we'll see. I don't know. But if you need anything, holler at us. We appreciate you tuning in again. Come back and be with us again when you can. And remember, smile as you go. But don't forget, mouth the memories. Building the foundation of your life starts at the base, and the stronger it is, the better. Talk About It Outdoors is proud of our strong partnership with United Concrete and Paving and the foundation of support they provide. Whether your new home being built needs concrete work, or that driveway you're tired of beating all the bearings from your pickup needs a paving, Michael and his team can provide any residential or commercial project support you might need from the ground up. If you're tired of tripping over that unsettled patio slab, or a future shop build needs a smooth start, United Concrete and Paving can get you going when you need it most. Give them a call at 404-831-3036 and make sure you tell them them TAI boys are where you heard it first. A few years back, when an overbearing and overgrown backyard became an eyesore, I looked for a solution to resolve. LRS Land Services created a stunning and complete transformation turnkey at an affordable price with their mulching services. Not limited to mulching, LRS can provide turnkey grading and clearing, maintenance, right-of-way clearing, and even development for any and all forestry needs. With an innovative outlook on what is best for your land and a completely different approach than others, LRS can transform your overgrown eyesore into a beautiful landscape of your dreams. Give them a call at 404-889-1105 or check their work out on Facebook at LRS Land Services. Logan and his team are ready to make your land brand new again. Are you in need of a decluttering barn or garage slap full of stuff you just don't need? Or is your construction site needing a dumpster? Give our buddy Tony at Georgia Junk and Dumpster Rental a call. With services ranging from junk removal to roll-offs,
Georgia Junk is here to help with any and all removal needs. If it's time to get that parking spot back or the boat needs a place inside, Tony and his team can surely assist. Servicing Cherokee, Cobb, Bartow, and surrounding counties, give them a call at 404-406-3501 or check them out on Facebook at Georgia Junk. Clean up the yard in short order with Georgia Junk.